God is in Charge by Beyond Today writer Debbie Werner. The world can seem like a pretty out-of-control place. These days, it seems like flags have been perpetually lowered to half-staff in collective mourning for a constant stream of tragedy. Given these surroundings, it can be easy to succumb to a fearful or a frustrated attitude. Have any of the following types of questions crossed your mind? Can I go to that event, or should I be worried it could be a target for terrorism? That rash just won't go away. Is it a superbug? Why do thieves continue to steal my credit card number, hack into my email account, and send me an endless stream of messages trying to get my financial information? Doubts and fears plague many people today. That isn't how anyone has to live. The Bible is a source of stability in this chaotic world. As Jesus Christ stated thousands of years ago, it is God's word that is truth. John 17, verse 17. For each of us to come to understand and fully accept the Bible as truth, we have to live its principles and immerse ourselves in its teachings. When we examine what the Bible has to say about society, it can seem pretty grim. We read that Satan is a real, destructive, and vindictive being, and he deceives the entire world because he is the God of this age. Revelation 12, verse 9, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. That can be a pretty demoralizing thought. Unless you also understand that God is in ultimate control of everything. He is the one in charge and has an overall plan for everyone who has lived and will ever live. Check out what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Stop and think about that for a moment. If God is aware of the deaths of some of his tiniest creatures and knows the most intricate details about you and everyone else on this earth, all at the same time, how can he not ultimately be in charge of the entire world? How do I know that for sure? I could fill up your screen with countless examples of how God has shaped nations and affected people in infinitely small and in monumentally life-changing ways. The Bible is replete with these stories. Crack it open and check it out for yourself. Compare it with the accounts in history where God told his people what would happen hundreds and sometimes thousands of years before it occurred. Why? He has an ultimate plan for every single human being who has ever existed. For me, for you. The Bible shows us that he is building a family. Romans 8 verses 14 through 17. Does that mean our lives will never be filled with pain? Definitely not. God allows Satan to maintain a degree of power and influence in this world for his purpose, while he also gives us one of his greatest gifts, choice. Sometimes we choose wisely and reap blessings. Sometimes we choose poorly, or someone else makes a wrong choice, and a little wrecking ball pounds our lives. But without choice, we would never be able to truly choose to accept his invitation to be in his family. If you want to find peace in these uncertain times, concentrate on the awesome plan God has for your life and the lives of your family and friends. Despite what may happen around you, choose to remember who is ultimately in charge and act accordingly. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.